Welcome to Rethinking Trade with Lori Wallach, a podcast that unpacks international trade and how it affects you without putting you to sleep.
Anything else special about this UAW strike you want to share with us, Larry?
Yes, in terms of the history of the UAW, this notion that we will have a limited strike at all three is unprecedented. It's a great tactic in my view. And what they're really saying is it's like a reverse auction. Okay, any of the three of you, you know our goals, and it's not just our pay, it is our jobs and the future of electrification. Come forward with good proposals, and we're not going to expand the strike in your company. And those companies know if they meet the goals, and it's not just about how much money do we get, they will reach agreement and there'll be no longer strike. So on the other hand, they have the ability, because they have, like CWA, the two best strike funds in the country, to pay people $500 a week who are out. And I've been on these picket lines, just a couple of them. There aren't many where I live. But, you know, those workers will survive on the $500 a week, less than half of what they made, but they'll survive on it. And they're proud to be leading this fight. And they're not saying, I didn't hear one person say, I don't like this, that I'm out, and the rest of my company is still in, you know, making $1,500 a week where I'm on strike benefits. And that's because of the internal education and the work that was done. It was fast because they only had a few months to do it, but to build that kind of unity. So they're proud to be out there and carrying that torch, whether it's a parts supplier or whether it's an assembly plant.
Go UAW.